Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Libya is in a state of turmoil, but does the fighting that threatens Gaddafi's hold on power qualify as genocide? Keith Pomacoy, assistant professor of history at SUNY Adirondack, explains.
The humanitarian crisis in Libya has been described as a genocide by at least one Libyan official, and this label has been echoed by some in the American media. The free use of this term to describe the violence in Libya is surprising. It was not that long ago that the word was only used to describe a limited number of horrific events. While the actions perpetrated by Colonel Gaddafi's forces may well meet the technical definition codified in the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, defining the events now taking place should wait for posterity. At this moment, it is more important to focus on putative solutions to the massacres that seem to be taking place, and would-be rescuers should remember that, as in all humanitarian crises, tempest fugit. The Obama administration telegraphed its desire to take an active role in humanitarian rescue with the appointment of the prominent rescue advocate Samantha Power to the National Security Council. Secretary of State Clinton herself witnessed the struggles that President Clinton faced during the humanitarian crisis of the 1990s. Indeed, one should expect that a lively discussion is taking place within the Obama administration. The problem faced by all humanitarians, from the atrocitarians of the 19th century to the advocacy groups of the current era, is that solutions to humanitarian crises rarely present themselves. As my research on genocide rescue has shown, would-be rescuers are seldom faced with clear policy choices. Rescue efforts themselves can exacerbate humanitarian crises. Let us hope that the international community resolves to take actions in Libya that are designed to stop the dying as quickly as possible, and that the temptation to avoid hard decisions can be resisted.
That was SUNY Adirondack's Keith Pomacoy. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on